Well, we have people from all over the world that come here, and it's fantastic because we always tell people that you thought you were walking through our doors today to be entertained, and that's not the way we look at it. Really, our job, like I said earlier, is to entertain our dolphins, and so we look at the public as entertainment for our dolphins, and it's fun when you come here is that the dolphins will, you walk by and they stare at you, and sometimes people will see a dolphin staring at them, just kind of lying there. What's wrong with this dolphin? Is he sick? And I know that dolphin's not sick. He's very curious about you. He wants to look at you. And in fact, they've gotten so good at people watching that when a person walks by and doesn't happen to notice them, the dolphins tend to scream because it gets people's attention. And then the people walk back and stare at the dolphin. And then they get a little bored because the dolphin's just staring back at them. And they start walking away. And guess what the dolphin does? The dolphin screams again, gets the person to walk back. So they're very good at training people. But we have people from all over the world visit them. We have all ages. We have people who are adults, kids. We have programs for just about everybody. Where you can come get to know our dolphins. You can step down on the dock and say hello to them and see what they feel like, do a handshake, or you can get into the water with them and do our in-water programs. And that's part of why we offer them too is that our dolphins have been taught how to interact with people. Dolphins in the wild have not been, and they can actually be very dangerous to people. And there have been several events of people trying to swim with wild dolphins where they've gotten severely hurt. One guy even got killed by a dolphin, and that's because they're 600-pound animals, and when they play differently than we do. They roughhouse, and they use their teeth, they use their tails, and that's fun for them, but it's obviously not good for people. And so what we do here is our dolphins are specifically taught that people are much more fragile, and there are certain things that you can do and can't do, and once they learn those rules, we can do very safe programs, and the dolphins have so much fun. In fact, we rotate the program so that the dolphins aren't doing one program, you know, all the time. Everybody gets to do an equal amount of programs based on what they're interested in. You know, some dolphins are interested in one thing, some are interested in another. We cater to that interest, and they're often vying for the program. If they're told that, no, it's so-and-so, it's Pandora's turn, then Calusa will go, wait a minute, what about me? And then it's your turn next time. So they're really enthusiastic. They love meeting new people. There is no other animal on this planet other than human beings that imitate as well as dolphins do. Chimpanzees do it a little bit, but not very well. Dolphins do it really well, and people do it really well. And so we recently tested the flexibility of that imitation ability that they have. And what we found is that they are able to use a different sensory modality in order to imitate. So if I asked you to close your eyes and then I clap my hands and ask you to imitate it, you'd be able to do that. You didn't need to use your eyes to do that. Well, we did the same thing with the dolphins where Tanner, who had been taught how to wear what are called flexible eye cups, we placed the eye cups over his eyes. They're basically a blindfold for dolphins. And we asked him, can you imitate AJ? And then we would give AJ a silent signal. He would go off and do a behavior. And then Tanner would go off, look at him or listen to him. And when I say look at him, I'm meaning his sonar ability. He was either using his echolocation or he was just using his hearing, and he was able to reproduce the same behaviors, whether they were vocal or whether they were motor function, like speed runs or spinning in a circle, those kind of things. And so it's the first time that's ever been shown in an animal species outside human beings. So it's really exciting.